The keynotes that we're going to say this morning are supposed to arouse something that is inside of us that may, unfortunately, for us, not be something that we think much about. Many of us don't really think about the fact that we are sitting now on a floor alone, bodied, and on normal years we quote-unquote get into the mood by sitting on the floor with an egg, ashes, a piece of bread, and sit alone. Because we are supposed to be someone who cares about what Tisha B'Av is about. We're supposed to care about the fact that we can't learn Torah today, and that that's our connection to Hashem. But we don't. And the true crying shame of this entire day is that we don't really care. Do we really believe, or even want to believe, or even care to believe, that Mashiach is something that we need? One of the greatest modern-day Rabbeim, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zatzal, wanted to bring into the mindset this song. Of course, we know we want Mashiach now, and the whole idea of bringing Mashiach to our mind, because that is the point of our existence, is to want something greater. It's to not be happy with what we have. It's to not say to ourselves, all right, I know, you know, but we have Walmart. It's not that bad. The Rav of Brisk, the Brisker Rav, the Grizz, writes in his Sefer Lekach Tov, attributed to him. He asks a very, what he thought, troubling question. There is a custom, you certainly know it, I'm sure sang it last night, but there is a custom to say the Ani Mamins, the famous Ikurei Emuna. But the one that he says is so difficult to understand is the nusach of Ani Mamin be'emunah shalem v'vias ha-mashiach. Ani Mamin. That makes sense. But why do we say the afal pi she'yisma me'a? Even though it hasn't come yet, and we've been waiting for it, and it's a little bit of a chutzpah. I said v'yushalayim ircha today, I will be sitting on the floor, hopefully, for a few hours. I mean, I'm doing my part. The afal pi sheish b'meya, im kol zeh achar kolo. I'm still waiting for you. I mean, God, I did everything I was supposed to do. Check, I did it. You can't say I didn't do it. So he says, we don't find this in any of the other Vikarim. And he gives examples. There's no Shakla Vitaria, there's no back and forth that says, I believe in you, God. I believe that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Navi, you know, even though I'm not so sure because of certain things that he might have done. I believe that God has no goof, even though there are certain places where it says that God has a goof. I still believe that God is not a person. So says the Brisker Rav, she ain't kan kal kusha v'teretz, ella shemabirim kan shnei inyonim. She nikata Rambam behilchos. There are two halachas here, famous Brisker Torah. Not surprising. He says she lo dai lahaminbo. It's not enough to believe in Mashiach. Ella shemuchuyavim. We are chayav liyos bebechinas mechake lebiato. I won't do this. But if I was to ask everyone here, you would raise your hand and say, yeah, I believe Mashiach's going to come. I believe in that. But if I was to ask in all honesty, if I were to close everybody's eyes and say, now raise your hands and tell me, do you really wait for it? Do you pine for it? Do you really want it? Says the Brisker Rav, I'm not so sure about that. What are you doing really to care, to want? Yeah, it's okay, you should come. But every day, every moment? He can come this second, right now. And he adds, v'lo rak b'chol yom, ela b'chol hayom. Any time, any place he can come. You see, and that's what our problem is. We don't really believe that he will come. A friend of mine was very put off once by a comment made by Rosh Yeshiva, who remained nameless. And he was there for Yom Kippur. And in most yeshivas, as you know, it is a truly unbelievable sight, Yom Kippur. The davening in yeshiva in Yom Kippur, people long for that, to go back to their yeshiva and daven. And after Ne'ilah, you just are on this high. And this person was on a specific high because of where he was. He was overlooking Har HaBayis. And having a Kohen Gadol daven, it was unbelievable. So he went up to the Rosh Yeshiva and he said, thank you so much for this opportunity. It's very hard to get a seat there. Thank you. And this Rosh Yeshiva says the following. I said, you know what? He says, when Mashiach comes, I think that all of America will come to greet Mashiach and take their selfie with him and go back to a certain town or towns, maybe five of them. And as funny as that is, and as troubling as he was when this comment was made to him, I'm not sure that he's incorrect. Because I want Mashiach to come. It's really cool and going to be great. And maybe you get rid of this horrible anti-Semitism that is among us that we forgot about. But now it's okay for congresswomen to say whatever they want about the Jewish people and just say, oh, no, it's about Israel, not about the Jewish people. That's okay. But think about it, guys. When Mashiach comes, really, really, you're going to stay in Israel? Or are you going to come for Sukkot as long as you can get an apartment maybe in the Waldorf? I don't only believe in Mashiach. I want Mashiach. I'm not happy with my life right now. I want it to be different. I apologize to those who might have heard this story. It's an amazing speaker in Eretz Yisrael, or of Yigal Cohen. And he told the following story. You might have heard it in my lessons from the Levi. I apologize. But it bears repeating on Tisha B'Av itself. There is a king who has a child who one day will be king, the prince. But the prince is quite mischievous. He doesn't listen to the words of the king. And after trying very hard, he's got to put him into another school. He's got to kick him out. And of course, he's going to take care of his son. So he takes care of him and makes sure he has a place to stay, not anywhere near the palace. And he gets a little bit of a stipend, gets food, don't worry. But after a number of years, he longs for his son. He misses his son. So he sets up this party where his son is going to come back. And he said, if my son requests to come back to the palace, I'll have him. And the day comes, the big party, and he returns to the palace. And he longs and hugs his father. And everybody's watching this great reunification. And he says, Dad, B'chavad, the king, can I talk to you? And he's here it comes. I knew it's coming. Here it is. I have a few requests. Of course you do. He says, my dear king, my father. You see, the stipend that you're giving me maybe 10 years ago was good, but it's not enough. I need a little bit more money. And my dear father, if you don't mind, the living quarters that I'm living in, they're not perfect. I could use a new mattress. My dear king, maybe 10 years ago I was a little kid. I need a car. I need something to ride, drive around in. Please, I'm asking you. The king looks at his son and he says, are you serious? That's what you want? Why don't you ask to come back to the palace? You can have all that and more. You have your own drivers. You have the greatest bed ever. Says Rabbi Yochai Cohen, that's us. Baruch Hashem, we're religious. And we daven every day. And hopefully some of us have some feeling in our davening. And we say something like, God, please send a refuah shlema to so-and-so. God, make my life a little bit better. We make requests. But one request, we may actually say the word, but as the Briscoe says, we don't believe in it. Do you ever say in Shema Koleinu, we want Mashiach now? We're asking our Father for everything else but the thing that makes us closer to Him than anything else. Many people comment that there's a very special zechus to cry on Tisha B'Av. And that appears to be something from way, way, way far ago. You see, the word Churban comes from the word Chibur, connection. The Churban is that we lack the connection from Hashem. And I think the real Churban is that we don't want that connection. We don't understand what that connection is. So we have to say, I want that Chibur. The Shem Yishmuel says that the Ason HaGadol Kasher Yehudi Mishalem Sheyachol L'chiyot B'li Beis HaMikdash. The Ason, the crying shame, is when the Jew is saying, I'll live without Mashiach. My grandfather lived without Mashiach. I'm firmer than the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim lived without Mashiach. I can live without Mashiach. And he continues and he says, Me'achar Chavli Mashiach, in the time that we're in, when we're giving Nechama, and we're able to see the rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael, of Yerushalayim. Later on today, we'll say the words of Nachem, Ha'ir HaBzuya. Rav Gordon said, how can you say that? It's not Bzuya anymore. And the answer obviously is, as beautiful as the videos that you all saw, Shulim, Ha'ichem Bari. You saw the Shulim. You saw the foxes. And we got all happy, oh, Mashiach's coming, Akiva Nechamtanu. Based on Mikdash Rishon. Akiva Nechatonu, based on Mikdash Sheni. But Shulim Holchimbo. Wake up. Yes, Akiva had the Nechama for us. But there's still a Har HaBayis where Arabs can play soccer on the Makom HaMikdash. And it's okay. La'achar Chevelin Mashiach, says the Shem Yishmuel. Kva Ro'eh, Rak She'imamin. To believe that we are waiting, Mamtin, LeYeshua. We cry over that we don't care about this. Varen Salvechik says, we say at Semach David, Ukarnot Shuasach, Ki LeShuascha Kivinu, Kol Hayom. The request is that I, God, put inside of me that I really should want it every single day. And that's what the keynotes that we're going to say. It's very hard. It's very difficult. It's not easy to have kinos. Because kinos is all about something we don't understand. It's maybe when we get to the Holocaust kinos, we understand that. And even more difficult, looking around, many of you have just little pamphlets. So Baruch Hashem, you have the schus. Someone will explain it to you. And if you have to read it in English, you could do that. Read it in English. Let it affect you. Understand that the entire kinos is all about feeling alone. Understanding we're lacking something, that through the generations, there were that was because of this lack, this what we call chil Hashem, a chalal, an opening. Something we're missing, something that we don't have, because we don't believe to be on God's team. We're not on His team. We're individuals and we do everything. We showed up this morning. We all know nothing really would have happened to you. Nobody really cares in camp. You could have slept the whole day. You showed up. So now what do you do? Do you listen to the words that have been prepared You say, I want this to affect me. And maybe you cry over the fact that you can't cry, that it doesn't mean anything to you, but you want it to. That's a longing. Herb Brooks. I'm sure many of you have seen the movie. The Miracle. Miracle. The hockey team, the U.S. hockey team. The whole story is pretty amazing in itself. But one inspiring part of that is the scene where, I'm told, the scene where he makes them work out more and more and more. They're dying. They're bleeding. They can't. And he has that famous line. Until you care more about what's on front of your jersey than what's on back of your jersey, we're not united. We're not one team. They had some of the greatest players, although not in those days, there weren't the NHL players. So that was the Chiddush in itself. But the greatest college players. But together, they weren't united. They couldn't play together. An all-star team, but all from different places. And that's our line. We care what's on the back of our jersey, our names, ourselves, more than we care about what's on front of our jerseys, that we're on Hashem's team, that we want to long for something more. It's not good enough to be in Guilford, New York. It's wonderful. You go into Price Choppers and there's a little aisle that has gefilte fish. And you say, ah, see, even in Guilford there's some Jewishness. No. Today's point of Kinos is to think a little bit about other people. And of course, what am I doing about Sinas Chinam? What am I doing about hatred that is the Chinam, famously quoted? What is Chinam about it? Everybody has a reason to hate another person. As childish as the reason is, nobody just hates somebody stam. I have a reason. Oh, what he did to my father. Ooh, what he did when he was sitting next to me. I can't like this guy anymore. But it's childish. Because if it was your child, you wouldn't act that way. We only care about ourselves. That's why we act in this way. Let us spend the next, I hope to be, a good amount of time caring, understanding the stories that we're going to read, the keynotes that we're going to be saying, the inspiration that in Mirtz Hashem we will get. And think about one thing today. I want Mashiach. I want my life to be different. I'm not happy with the way I serve God. I want to be closer to Him. I want to have chibur, a connection with Him, with us as a Jewish nation. I beg Hashem for that. And if you don't get it, be sad that you don't get it. Because that's what it's about, being a Jew. This is not a day of history. Sounds very much like a day of history. It does. Tisha B'Av is a day of history. Many bad things happen on this day. So we remind them all in one day in the queue, and then we got it, check, we're done. It's not. It's about the future. It's about saying, how can I live the way that I am now? How do I make my personal life? Yes, the name on back of my jersey. How do I make that into being part of a real team of God's team? How do I care a little bit more? How do I care about it a little bit more? Yes, myself, my service to God, my wanting for something better. And yes, how do I care more about other people? Just very finally, we should just think to ourselves on this difficult day about really one central message. About, unfortunately, how we as a nation seem to only get together when there are bad things. When there's a search team looking for a rabbi in the sea, The Coast Guard says they never saw anything like this ever in their lives. They were going to call off the search and they couldn't. And Jews who never knew this rabbi get together. And it's a great heartwarming story. It is. And a few summers ago, it was a heartwarming story. I was in Eretz Yisrael. And the three boys were kidnapped and life was different. You didn't walk into one store that played music. Everybody was walking as if it was their own child. And that is amazing. But why only in the sad times? It's much more difficult when someone has a simcha that you don't have to say, wow, you got engaged. Wow. How come I didn't get engaged? How come I'm not like that? Think about these messages today and Amir Tzashem with that nechama. We will want something that I know we can't understand so well, but we will have a yearning for something that is better.